will be strong in the Lord.
那么靠我们自己，我们没办法刚强。遇到一些困难，我们也有许多的软弱。
If we just rely on ourselves, we cannot be strong because we are weak.
但是我们靠这位全能的神，他有圣灵住在里面，他时时刻刻一生，他坚固我们软弱的时候，他扶持我们。
But if we depend on our Lord and also the Holy Spirit, then He will strengthen us all the days of our life.
对吧？我们今天我们讲要去传福音，我们更是在前线要跟魔鬼做这个白刃战。
Today when we talk about the mission in the front line, we have to battle with Satan.
那么我们如果要做主的传福音的精兵，我们就要靠主能够刚强。
If we want to be His good soldiers, then we have to depend on Him to be strong.
不是靠我们自己，乃是靠圣灵的大能大力，我们才能够成就。
Not depends on ourselves, but rather depends on the Holy Spirit to strengthen us.
能靠着基督的爱，在十字架大爱一直在推动了我们，靠着圣灵的能力，我们才能够出去，我们为主征战。
We depend on the love that Christ showed us on the cross.Also depends on the Holy Spirit that enable us to go out to fight against.
好，这个月是我们的拆船月。
This is the month of the mission.
我想我们很多圣经章节在这里，如果大家有机会能看一下，也可以尽量看能不能把它背下来。
And we have a lot of posters on the walls. It's the Bible verses. Hopefully, you can memorize that.
好不好？现在我们来练一遍。
Let's all read it together once.
这样子啊，左边的人练这边，右边的人练这边呢、啊。
And people on the left side should read the Bible verses on the right wall.
好不好？我们从左边的开始，然后呢，从后面那一句话开始念，从那边念过来，念三句，然后呢，右边的人念三句。
We're starting from the back, and it's equally that each side with three verses.
啊，好不好？如果我对不起 ，I'm sorry, we don't have English. But you remember that's a great commission over there.That's Matthew, well, on that one is Matthew 28:19, right? And that one is Luke 24:47, and this is Mark 16:15. Okay, and that one right there is Matthew 10:8, and Book of Acts 1:8, and John 20:21. Okay, all right, we're going to start on this. 我们从这边开始，你们这边人读那句话，我们一起来念。从今天起吧，好，一起。使万民做我的门徒。好，马太福音第28:19，好，第二句话，人奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到万邦。路加福音24:47，好，这里你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。马可福音16:15，好，非常好。然后这边的你们来练练这边啊、哦，你们从后面那一句开始来练，好，开始，你们。主耶稣说：“父怎么样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
Jesus Christ said that as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
这位全能的父神、天父、圣父差遣圣子从天上来到人间。
This heavenly Father, he sent his only Son to this world.
他来到世上完成的救恩，在十字架上为我们的罪，所有全人类的罪，他定死，他埋葬，复活升天了，他在。约翰福音20那里，他把这个大使命交代给世上所有的教会。
He fulfilled the salvation that the Father gave to him. Also, he died on the cross and he ascended to the heaven.
所以主耶稣说，父神怎么样差遣我到地上？今天我虽然要回去，但是呢，我照样来差遣你们到普天下去传福音给万民听。
That's why Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, now I'm going back.I'm going to send you into the world.
好，现在有一首诗歌叫做 "So Stand I You"， 就是根据这一节圣经章节所写的一首诗歌，叫做《我差遣你》。
So we are going to sing a song. The title is "So I'm going to send to you, and according to the Mark 20:21.
那么，我想很快的读一遍中文，然后我们请那个李姊妹姐妹给我们念一下英文。那我想 projector 那个上面会秀出来。我现在念中文，这里总共四节这么说：我差遣你，靠我恩典能刚强，为我得胜黑暗罪恶权势。这个是以耶稣基督的第一人称来写的。OK， 所以耶稣基督在讲这些话。奉我的名，依靠我能力征战，我差遣你为我争取胜利。第二节说，我差遣你释放被罪捆绑的，真理原以使他们得永生，罪恶死亡不能再辖制束缚。我差遣你寻回世上的人。第三节，我差遣你软弱时我是力量，忧伤痛苦我是平安喜乐。我有能力应许你够用恩典，我差遣你为永恒多结果。第四节，我差遣你忍耐的背起十字架，直到天家在我面前卸下，听我赞赏，你已得荣耀冠冕，忠心仆人，我欢迎你回家的意思。父神怎么样差遣我，我也差遣你。
This is a song that Jesus Christ told to his disciple. That's what it means. I'm sending you based on my grace. I'm going to strengthen you, and you are going to overcome the hate and the darkness dominion. And based on my name, you are going to, with my mighty power.
等一下，
I'm sending you.
我们把英文放上去好了，英文放上去会读英文。第一节，你念一下。
So sent are you, by grace made strong to triumph over hosts of hell, over darkness, death, and sin, my name to bear, and in that name to conquer. So sent are you, my victory to you to win. So sent are you to take two souls in bondage, the word of truth that set the captive free, to break the bonds of sin, to loose death.So sent are you to bring the lost to me. So sent are you, my strength to know in weakness, my joy in grief, my perfect peace in pain, to prove my power, my grace, my promise, presence. So sent are you, and eternal fruit to gain. So sent are you to bear my cross with patience, and then one day with joy to lay it down, to hear my voice.Well done, my faithful servant. Can share my throne, my kingdom, and my crown. As the Father has sent me, so sent are you.
Okay, 我们谢谢李姊妹姐妹。主耶稣差派我们出去，这首诗歌里面告诉我们有三个用意。
Jesus sent us out, and he told us he has three.
在每一节的最后面那里，他第一节说：“我差遣你们为我争取胜利。”
He said that I sent you because I want you to claim the victory for me.
我差遣你，第二节说寻回失丧的人。
I sent you out because I want you to find the lost one.
第三节说，我差遣你为永恒多结果子。
I sent you out because I want you to bear the fruit for the eternity.
最后说，我差遣你完成我给你在世上托付，有一天我要欢迎你回家。
I sent you out because I want you to finish the work I entrust to you, and one day I'm going to welcome you to come back to the heaven.
Okay, 我们一面唱的时候呢，一面我们想到这里面的歌词。那么我要来唱，我唱英文，因为这个很长，所以这首诗歌啊，就是神呼召我的时候呢，给我的诗歌。Okay, 所以呢，我先唱前三节，那我们一起唱第四节。Okay, 第四节一直唱到最后那个副歌很短，就是。As the Father sent me, so send are you. 好，我们就用英文来唱三节。第四节，我们站起来一起唱。思想里面这个歌词 ，OK。So send are you,
thy grace made strong to trust. O host of hell, O darkness, days and sin, my name to bear, and in the name to conquer, so send I you my victory to win. So send I you to take to souls in bondage the words of truth that sets the captive free, to break the bonds of sin, to lose their fetters. So send I you to bring the lost to me. So send I you my strength to know in weakness, my joy in grief, my perfect peace in pain, to prove my power, my grace, my promise, praises. So send I you eternal fruit to gain.
我们站起来一起唱第四节的信, verse 3, English. 记得主耶稣给我们使命第四节，当我们都完成了使命的时候，主耶稣对我们这么说。
So send I you to bear my cross with patience, and then one day we joy to lay it down, to hear my voice, my great, my blessed servants. So share my throne, my dream and my crown.
副歌. Glory to the Lord. Now, we will sing English, sing Chinese, if you like. Then, in English, sing English. Okay, we sing one verse, okay?
We are going to sing another song.
用我们的心来唱.
We need to sing from the bottom of our heart.
我们今天来敬拜我们的主耶稣基督，他托付给我们使命，他差遣我们，我们要荣耀他的名，而且我们要常常敬拜他，因为他配得一切的荣�al。 You either sing Chinese or sing the English. Sing from our heart. 来。 谢谢你，赐给我们永恒的救恩，你拯救我们这些罪人，如今你把我们放在爱子的国度里面。 你同时，你又赐给我们那最有价值、永恒的大使命。也我们在世上，给我们有权利、有恩典，给我们力量，各种所需要的一切，来参与你给我们的使命。主啊，我们何等的恩典，何等的救恩！我们要感谢你，愿父神，你让我们生活在世上。主啊，我们常常每天记住你给我们这样的托付。那我们所做、所想的，我们一切，无论在什么岗位上，我们是不是为你这永恒的效力？ 我们感谢你，你今天在我们当中接受我们的敬拜，我们的赞美。我们把一切的荣耀归给你。 Father, we thank you for the time that you be with us. We thank you that you give us the privilege that we can come to serve you, to worship you. Thank you for the salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your precious blood wash our sins away so that we become your children. Also, you granted us, you give us a great commission that you go to the whole nations to preach the gospel. Although we thank you that you give us such a most valuable mission that you give it to us on earth, give us the privilege to partaker, to be a partaker of this great business that you granted to us, entrust us. May the Lord, we always, through the Holy Spirit, remind us that we live on earth for your glory, for your honor. We thank you for the time that you, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the privilege to worship thee. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，现在我们打开我们今天读的圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
在以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
我们念第一节到第八节。
We are going to read from the verse 1 to 8.
以赛亚书第六章，我们念第一节到第八节。
Isaiah 6, verse 1 to 8.
好，在旧约的八百十六面。好，我们一起来恭敬心来念，一起来。当乌西亚王崩的那年。 我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗的，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮眼，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门键的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。 那时我说：祸在我灭亡，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾在我的口，说：看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。 我又听见主的声音说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”我说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”好，我们圣经读到这里，我们再次来低头祷告，天父，我们谢谢你，这边给我们宝贵的话语，求主你按着我们的心，让我们有个顺服的心来听你自己的声音，听你自己的话。 Father, may this time that you give us a concentrated heart, quiet heart. Be able to understand your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，历世历代不知道有多少人因着这一段我们所读的这些经文，他们献身。
For the past generations, there were so many people they died for this particular verse.
那么他们把自己因着这段圣经章节，把自己完全奉献给我们的神。
Because of this particular verse, they devoted their life to our Lord.
如果我们愿意去神要我们去的地方,
if we are willing to go to the place that God wants us to go,
如果我们愿意做神要我们做的事情,
if we do the things that God wants us to do,
他必照他的荣耀赐给我们能力跟恩赐来使用我们。
Then he will give us glory and give us power to do the things.
上次我们提到, 这个主耶稣的大使命已经交代给世上所有人、所有的基督徒历代的教会。
Last time we talked about that God already entrusts His great commission to all the disciples, all the believers.
人人都需要传福音。
Everybody needs to spread the gospel.
只是有些人比较直接，有些人比较间接。
Some people are more direct, some people are indirect.
有些人是在前线打仗，有些人是在后方做祷告、做后方的工作。
Some people they are in the front line, some people they are in the supporting service to pray and for those people.
但是如果主耶稣今天对你这么说。
But today, when Jesus Christ said this to you,
他说我现在要你辞掉你现在的工作。
I want you to resign from the job you have right now.
要你卖掉你自己的房子。
I want to sell your own property.
我要送你去一个地方。
I'm going to send you to a place.
你，我想我们会怎么样去反应
？And what kind of reaction are you going to give?
我想大概我们会有三种不同的反应。
I'm sure we have three different kinds of reactions.
第一个，我们可能会对主耶稣说。
First, you may say to Jesus Christ.
是的，主啊，我愿意。
You say yes, I'm willing.
哇，这个是最棒的一个。
This is the best answer.
那么第二个，或者我们说主啊，不行啊，你大概搞错了吧。
Second answer, you might say maybe you made a mistake.
请你再考虑一下，应该是他才对，不应该是我。
Maybe you need to reconsider. Maybe it's that person you are talking about.
我不行啊，你应该是找别人。
I'm not capable of doing that. Maybe you should find someone else.
另外，或许我们会回答说：“主啊，我愿意是愿意的。”
The third answer you may say that yes, I'm willing.
但是呢，不要现在，再过几年好不好
？But not right now, please. How about wait a few more years?
或者等我年纪大一点。
Or maybe wait when I'm older.
等我孩子都长大，读大学毕业了。
Wait until my kids are finished college.
或者等我退休以后吧。
Or maybe wait until I'm retired.
或者等我拿到学位以后。
After I receive my degree,
或者等我赚钱赚够一百万，就我一生的目标就是一百万，达到这一百万，我一定完全放下来为你传福音。
Just make me reach my life goal to make $1 million.
因为这样我就不用去靠弟兄姐妹教会来 support 了我。我自己有钱了，我根本不用靠这些弟兄姐妹。
If I have enough money of my own, then I don't have to rely on all the brothers and sisters to support me.
Sounds pretty good.
It sounds very good.
但主耶稣说，如果再说我要你是现在
，But how about if Jesus Christ said I want you to go right now？
那么我们怎么样去回应
？Then what is our response？
问题是，当我们的主呼召我们去做一件事情的时候，我们是否有权说不行
？The question here is when Jesus Christ called us, do we have the right to negotiate？
三年以前，当我要做决定的时候，也是经过许许多的挣扎。
Three years ago, before I made my own final decisions, I struggled a lot.
虽然神呼召我已经在十二年以前就已经呼召了。
Actually, God called me about 12 years ago.
但是呢，当时间到的时候，神说是现在的时候呢，那时候有许多的挣扎，就是为什么要现在？再过几年都好。
But when God called me and said this is the time, I struggled a lot. Why has it been right now?
孩子都在读大学，等他们读到大学毕业。
My kids. They were all in the colleges. Why can I just wait until they finish the college?
等到我55岁可以提早退休，那时候呢，医药保险这个那个寿命那个什么人寿保险什么都有。
Why couldn't you wait until I'm 55 years old? I can take the early retirement, and by that time, all the medical and the life insurance will be in place.
如果再等几年多好。
Why couldn't you just wait a few more years? I'll be back.
那时候我就可以了，可以就是全心的来侍奉你。
And by that time, I will be able to devote my whole life to serve you.
但是神对我说不行，我就是要现在。
But God told me that no, I want you to do it right now.
但是最后我在祷告的时候，那段时间几个礼拜，最后这几个礼拜，所以说当中的话，那么我就想到说，如果多年来我是信靠的主，他是又真又活的神。
But for the last few weeks before I made my decision, I recall the Lord I'm serving is true and living God.
如果我们常常唱诗歌，常常说主啊，主啊，主啊，祷告这样主啊，是不是真正是我的主呢
？If we sing the songs, are we pray to the God, say Lord, Lord, Lord? Is that really your Lord?
而且当我们有许多的考虑，经济的考虑，各方面的考虑，但是如果我们相信神的应许，这本圣经，多年我们在读的神的话，如果他的话是真实的话，那么我们应该做怎么样的决定？
Of course, we have our own financial consideration, but we really believe this Bible, and they believe it's true. Then what kind of reaction you should have?
这个对我来讲是一个很大，可以说我一生最大的一个考验。
This is the most important challenge in my life.
后来我知道，我相信的神是又真又活的神。
Then I realize the Lord that I believe is a true and living God.
我相信这本圣经是神的话。
I believe this Bible is the word of God.
如果他是我的主的话，那么我没有其他的选择，我就说主啊，是的，我愿意。
If He is my Lord, then I have no other choice. I only can respond to Him, say, Yes, I'm willing.
但是我感谢神，三年多以来看到神自己的带领，弟兄姊妹的爱心，也看到神给我特别的恩典。不是我们常常想说我们为主赔了什么，其实根本算不了什么，而是神给我们更多的恩典，让我能够看见，能够从事看见许多人得救，神的信徒得造就。
And I give thanks to the Lord for the past 3 years, His guidance and the love from the brothers and sisters, and also the grace He bestowed to me.
所以我们知道，如果主耶稣是我们的主的话。
So if we say that Jesus Christ is our Lord,
我们实在没有权利对我们这位爱为主的说不行。
That we have no right to tell this loving God say no.
因为他在我们身上掌握绝对的主权。
Because He has sovereignty over us.
当然，我们信主以后，神还是给我们自由意志啊！你愿意不愿意，还是在于你自己的选择。
Of course, after you become a believer, you still have your own free will and to do whatever you want.
但是如果我们顺服的时候呢？我们就是在神的国度里面，真是能够为主好好的使用。可以说，你的在神的国度里面去晋升了。
But when we submit ourselves, then we can be greatly used by Him.
这是个恩典，这是福分，也是特权。
This is grace, also this is a privilege.
神虽然呼召我们，但是呢，他还是要我们心甘情愿。
Although God calls us, but He wants us to do it with willing heart.
不光是全职侍奉你，神现在如果让你当 engineer， 神对每个人的呼召，每时每地不一样。你是一个做 researcher， 你是做生意也好，你在那个地方，你就好好的能够荣耀神。
No matter what kind of position you are in, regardless what kind of professional field, as long as you can serve the Lord in a particular place.
所以我们看到我们在教会里面侍奉神都是自愿的，绝对不是勉强的，乃是心甘情愿，因为爱神爱人的缘故，我们这样做。
So that's why we can see the brothers and sisters when they serve in the church, they do it with willing heart.
但如果我们跟神讲不行，我们不顺服的时候，那么神当然心中难过了。
When you say no to God, of course He is going to feel sad in His heart.
那么圣灵当然担忧。
And the Holy Spirit will worry about you.
但是我们却实际的被神使用的恩典。
That we'll lose the chance to be used by God.
我们失去了被神使用的特权。
And we lose the privilege to be used by Him.
我们又失去了被神使用的机会。
And we lose the chance to be used by Him.
其实说实在的，损失的是我们自己。
Actually, the one to lose the most is yourself.
你说我们这些人，我们不愿意跟神 no， 我们不愿意侍奉神，我们不愿意传福音。你说神有没有人？神有我们的计划，绝对不会为人而有所拦阻。
Even when you say no to God, but you are not going to hinder the God's word.
今天如果保罗说我不要，神会仍然兴起另外一个保罗出来。
Today, even Paul say I didn't want to do it. God will raise up another person to replace him.
所以我们侍奉神是神的恩典，是我们他给我们的特权。
That's why when we serve the Lord, it's a grace from Him. It's a privilege too.
那么从刚刚我们所读的这段经文里面，我们来看看。来思想一下，怎么样才是神可以差派出去的人
？From the Bible verses we just read a while ago, let's meditate. What kind of people that God will send out?
或者说，神的工人应该具备的条件是什么
？In other words, what kind of qualification?
第一个，我们看到从第一节到第四节，看到就是我们要神所能够差遣的人，就是对主耶稣有清楚认识的人。
The first criteria is the person to be sent out by Him is the person that.They clearly understand him.
在第一节第六章第一节第四节，我们看到以赛亚向上看，他首先看到了神的宝座。
When the first verse said that when Isaiah looked, he looked up and saw the Lord's throne.
他看到神的圣洁。
He saw the God's holiness.
他看到神的荣耀。
He saw His glory.
他还看到那位掌宇宙万有、掌绝对主权、掌主权的神。
And he saw the God Almighty.
或者说看到神的主权。
In other words, he saw his sovereignty.
他还看到神的权柄。
He saw his power.
他还看到神的尊严。
He saw his honor.
以赛亚看见了主耶稣，所以他的生命就改变了。
Isaiah saw Jesus Christ, that's why his life changed.
所以一个看见真正遇见神的人，遇见主耶稣的人，他的生命一定要改变的。
That's why a person who really saw Jesus Christ, his life will be changed.
一个真正见过、遇见神的人，才能认识神的人，能够认识的神，才能够真正的能够为主所使用。
A person who meet the God and know the God clearly, then can be used by him.
特别我们这里看到，在这一世界里面看到，第一个他都看到是神的圣洁。
The first thing that he saw God's holiness.
因为神是一个圣洁的神。
Because he's a holy God.
这是我们每一个做神的儿女，我们常常想到的，就是看到神的圣洁，因为神自己就是圣洁，他要我们圣洁。
As the children of God, the first thing we should see is the holiness.
所以，一个真正遇见神的人，他生命一定会改变。
That's why a person who met God, his life will be changed.
保罗在哥林多后书5章17节，若人在基督里，他是新造人。 旧事已过，一切都变成新的。如果人接受耶稣基督，他就有神的生命，他就变成一个新造的人，有新的生命。
Just like Paul said in the Corinthians, whoever is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
雅各在伯特利遇见神，从他生命改变。When
James, when he saw the Lord, his life changed.
他的名字从雅各改成以色列。
His life changed from Jacob to Israel.
摩西在旷野的这个荆棘的火焰里面遇见神，他生命也改变了。Moses,
when he saw God in the desert, his life changed too.
他蒙神的呼召了，承受神给他的重任。He
was called by God, and he received the work from God.
能够带领以色列人能够出埃及过红海。He
led the Israelites out of Egypt and past the Red Sea.
就是因为他在那里遇见那位神。 那位就是自由永有的神，那位 I am 的神 ，Capital I am， 那位永远从永远到永远的神。Because
he met this God, I am for eternity to eternity.
保罗在大马士的路上，他本来要去抓基督徒，逼迫基督徒，在大马士路上，他见到主耶稣的光。Paul
on the way to Damascus, when he tried to capture those Christians. And he saw Jesus Christ.
他在那里遇见的神，保罗的生命完全的改变。When
he saw the Lord, his life totally changed.
他本来从一个逼迫基督徒的变成一个受逼迫的人。Originally,
he was a person to persecute the Christians. Now he became the person to be persecuted.
他成为外邦的使徒。He
became the Gentiles apostle.
请问我们今天有没有真正的遇见的神？May
I ask you? Do we really meet our Lord?
请问我们有没有真正的认识这位主耶稣基督？
Do we really know this Jesus Christ?
一个愿意侍奉神的人。
A person who is willing to serve the Lord.
一个愿意传福音的人。
A person who is willing to spread the gospel.
应该常常看见、看到神的圣洁。
We should always see the God's holiness.
而且要常常想到他是谁。
And always meditate who he is.
那么第二个条件就是我们要对自己有清楚的认识。
The second criteria is you have to clearly understand yourself.
一个神所用的不仅能够清楚认识我们的主耶稣基督。
A person to be greatly used by Lord not only should understand and know the Lord.
而且我们清楚认识了我们自己。
Also clearly understand yourself.
就是第6章第5节这里所说了，那就是以赛亚看到神的圣洁的时候，他看到自己的罪，看到自己的污秽。
And from the verse 5, when Isaiah saw the Lord, and he saw the Lord's holiness, but in the same time, he saw his own weakness.
他看到自己的不洁,
he saw himself was unclean.
他还看到自己的不配,
also, he saw himself was unworthy of that.
于是在第5节,他这么自己对自己这么说,他说,祸哉我灭亡了,因为我是嘴唇不洁的人,又住在嘴唇不洁的民众,因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
From the verse 5, he said, woe to me, I'm ruined. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
所以我们一个侍奉神的人要对罪非常的敏感。That's
why for a person who serves the Lord has to be very sensitive to the sin.
我们要常常看到神的圣洁，看到自己的罪、自己的亏欠。We
should see God's holiness also in the meantime see the sins we committed.
我们愿意常常来到主耶稣的面前，我们要认罪，我们悔改，求他赦免。We
should come before Him all the time to confess our sins and ask for His forgiveness.
第三个就是神所用的人一定是蒙耶稣基督宝血所洗净的人，这是第6节到第7节这里所说的。
From the verse 6 and 7, the person to be greatly used by the Lord has been cleansed by his blood.
接着由于撒拉弗飞到这个以赛亚的面前。
When Seraphim flew to to Isaiah.
从这个坛上举上了一个红炭，就是烧了红红的红炭，就把这个红炭粘在以赛亚的嘴上。
He picked a live coal from the altar and touched the lips of Isaiah.
他这么说：你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
He said, "Your guilt is being taken away, and your sin atoned for."
说我们一个侍奉神的人，应该是一个蒙耶稣基督宝血所洗净的人。
So a person who serves the Lord has to be washed by His precious blood.
首先，常常对付我们自己的罪。
We had to deal with our own sin.
而且看到神的圣洁，看到自己的亏欠。
And we saw His holiness, and also we are in debt to Him.
愿意常常悔改。
We are willing to repent.
愿意过一个敬虔圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
所以我们先认罪，我们才有侍奉。
That's why we have to confess our sins before we can serve Him.
第四个，我们这里看到第七节的上半部，这里又提到，就是一个随时对神有空的人。用换句英文来讲 ，is makes himself available to the Lord.
And the next criteria is you have to be available to the Lord at any time.
不是有空我才侍奉。
It's not that when you have time you serve Him.
不是照我的 schedule 来侍奉。
It's not that you are going to serve the Lord according to your own schedule.
有空就做点，没空就算了。
If I have time, I do something. If I don't have time, I just forget about it.
随时神要我们做一件事情，随时我们都神啊，我有空我就去。
And when God wants to do something, you have to do it anytime He wants.
神说你要去接一个人，你说是的，我去接，就起来就去接了。
And when God tells you to pick up someone, you say yes, I'm going to pick him up.
看到有一个难过的时候，你说我要去，圣灵感动，你要去安慰，你说是的，我要去。我要去安慰他，跟他分享。
When he somebody is in sorrow, you go there to share with that person.
如果他是我们的主的话，那么他给我们交代的话，他对我们说的话应该是第一优先。
If he is our Lord, then anything he tells us, you should put it in the priority.
应该是我们的最高的优先。
This is your most first priority.
我们这里看到以赛亚看见神的心意。
Here we see Isaiah. He saw God's will.
他还看见周围的人，以色列人他们的需要在哪里。
Also, he saw all those Israelites around him, what they need.
接着他就听见神的声音，对他的呼召。
Subsequently, he heard God's voice and God's calling.
就第八节，这里以赛亚从听到从神宝座那里发出来的呼召的声音。
Then Isaiah heard God's voice from his throne.
这么说，我可以差遣谁呢？
And the voice said, "Whom shall I send?"
谁肯为我们去呢
？And who will go for us?
你看这里，我们神为什么用我们三位一体的神
？Why did God use the word us?
那以赛亚说，回答说
，And he answered.
他说我在这里。
Here am I.
他随时回应神的呼召。
And he responds God's calling all the time.
意思是我随时可以去。
In other words, he is available anytime.
随时准备好，神一差我们就去。
I equip myself, and anytime he wants me, I go.
我们对神来讲，应该随时有空。
When you respond to God, you should tell the Lord that you have time for him all the time.
你知道有人说没有空，不是因为他没有时间。
Some people when they say they don't have time, not because they really don't have time.
当然，我们每个人也忙了，读书啦、工作这些也忙，我们每个人都很多事情，没有错。
Of course, we all are very busy. We have many things to take care.
但是问题是在于 priority 的问题，这个优先次序的问题。
But the question is, what is our priority?
如果我们认为很重要的事情，我们一定有时间的。
If we think something is very important, you always can make time for it.
如果你认为没有时间，你认为做礼拜是不重要的事情，你排在最后，有空我再来，那里就 list 在最后一个 list。那里一定是常常没有空了嘛。
If you put to come here to worship not on your priority, then I'm sure you don't have time for worship at all because if you put that on the last.
那么请问主耶稣给我们交代的事情，在我们的心中到底是怎么样的一个重要的地位
？When God entrusts us something to do, what kind of position in your heart that He has in you?
另外一个就是第八节下半部这里，我们看到一个神可以差遣的人，就是一个完全愿意顺服神的人。
The another thing that we see here that a person who is willing to be sent by God is a person who is always submissive.
以赛亚回应神的呼召的时候，他不仅只是说：“主啊，我在这里。”
When Isaiah he responds to the God, not only he say, "Here am I."
他接着一讲一句话，他说：“ 请差遣我。
And following he said, please send me.
他甚至要求主说，主啊，你差遣我去吧，我愿意去。
He asked God, say, please send me, I'm willing to go.
不是说神对他呼召说，主啊，我在这里，但是请差遣别人吧。
And he didn't respond as here am I, but please send someone else.
这是对主耶稣基督主权的完全的顺服。
This is a total submissive to the Lord's sovereignty.
意思是说，无论你要往哪里去，我就去。
In other words, I'll go to any place you want me to go.
无论你要说什么，我就说。
I'll say what you want me to say.
你要做什么，我就做。
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
将自己毫无保留的奉献自己为主所使用。
And totally devoted himself to the Lord to be used by him.
你知道，当我们愿意顺服的时候呢？你跟凭着信心，你说神啊，说起你的话，这是从你那里来的声音，这是你圣经的原则，我愿意顺服的时候呢，那么神一定负一切的责任。
When you totally submit yourself to the Lord, God will take all the responsibility.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear friends, my brothers and sisters,
今天创造天地的神，爱我们的主，如果他要你为他做一件事情
，Today, our God, He is the creator of the whole universe.
如果他要你去一个地方，请问你怎么样来回应他
？If He wants you to go to some place, what kind of response are you going to give to Him?
请问你有没有看见神的心意
？Did you see His will?
请问你有没有看见神的圣洁、他的荣耀、他的权柄
？Do you see His holiness and His honor?
请问你有没有看见周围这些宝贵灵魂的需要，普世所有的这些都要没有得救都要灭亡的人，他们需要神，急需要神的救恩。
Do you see all those precious souls around you? They need you and they need God.
到处都是我们的邻居、我们的周围、我们的亲戚、朋友、我们的同学，都是所有的人都需要神的救恩。
No, all our friends, our neighbors, your relatives, they all need the salvation of God.
主耶稣而且将这个使命交托给我们了。
Jesus Christ already entrusted this great commission to all of us.
他又对我们说：“父怎么样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。”
And he told us.As Father has sent me, I'm sending you too.
所以我们要看见，能够看见神的心意。
That's why we need to be able to see God's will.
神的心意就是一个大使命，要人人得救，不愿一个人沉沦。
God's will is a great commission. He doesn't want even one person to face a destruction.
我们要看见周围人的急切的需要，他们最大的需要。
We need to see what the people around us their need.
当没有这两件事情的时候，我们才能够听得见神给我们的声音。
When we are able to do this.Then we can listen, can hear God's voice.
今天神从他的宝座出来，这以赛亚这第六章这里，已经历代每一天都在对世人所有的基督徒继续不断的发出这样的呼召，这样的声音。
Just as in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, today continually God is calling to all of us.
神从他的宝座继续在呼召，对世人说，我可以差遣谁呢
？Today God is still calling us from His throne and ask.Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们而去呢
？And who will go for us?
请问你们有听到我们元帅对我们的差派
？May I ask, do you hear the voice from our commander in chief?
我们是不是随时有空
？Are we always available?
我们现在是不是随时愿意
？Are we always willing?
是否愿意完全的降服
？Are you willing to totally submit yourself?
我们愿意对我们的主这样的回应说：主啊，是的，我在这里，请差遣我吧。
Are you willing to respond to him as here am I, send me?
当然神对我们每一个人的呼召，从我们呼召我们得救以外，呼召他侍奉他，呼召我们一起积极的灵性长进，来跟一路的神因时因地有不同的呼召为我们带领。
After we become believers, God will call us according to the situation we are in.
有一天神也许要呼召你做全职侍奉的工人。
One day, maybe God will call you to be a full-time worker for Him.
我们感谢神，虽然我们是一个小小的教会，但是历年来现在已经有9位从这里出来蒙神呼召出来全职侍奉的工人。
I'd like to give thanks to the Lord. Although our church is small, but for the past years, we have 9 people to become a full-time worker for Him.
请我们主耶稣如果这样对我们呼召的时候，我们怎么样来回应他
？And when Jesus Christ called to all of us, what kind of response you are going to give to Him?
亲爱的同学朋友们
，My friends，
请问你有没有遇见这位爱你的主
？Did you meet this loving God？
请问你的罪有没有蒙耶稣基督的宝血所洗净
？Your sin has been washed away by His precious blood。
耶稣基督爱你。
Jesus Christ loves you.
他要拯救你，这是他对你第一个呼召，呼召人来到面前来认罪悔改，接受他的救恩，这是神对世人第一个呼召。
The first calling that God gave to all of us is to come before Him to confess our sin and to be saved.
其实它是一步一步对我们侍奉的呼召，我们生活的呼召，我们将来整个工作上的呼召。
And the other calling is will come follow, will come after that.
请问你愿不愿意来接受耶稣做你的救主？
Are you willing to have Him as your personal Savior?
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请堂会弟兄给我们做个祷告。好，我们今天我们蔡总委员会，我们第四位就是陈长老，他给我们分享，在中南美洲那里的我们宣教的施工，我们把时间交给陈长老。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to all my brothers and sisters.
感谢主有机会来介绍教会所支持的最后一位宣教士，就是陈进忠牧师。
I thank God to give me this opportunity to introduce the last missionary that our church supports.
华神中华福音神学院毕业。
And the pastor and the Mrs. Chen. And they graduated from the seminary and received a master's degree.
在台湾牧会12年后来美国进修。
They ministered in a church in Taiwan for 12 years. Then after that, they came to the United States to study.
陈牧师师母都拿到美国的那个学位。
They both received degrees in the States.
陈牧师目前是美国那个博士学位的候选人。
And currently, he is a candidate for the PhD degree.
学校毕业以后，他们就在1991年年底到阿根廷去侍奉牧养一个教会。
At the end of the 1991, they went to Argentina to minister a church over there.
95年4月，他们加入划船的宣教士。
And in 1995, they joined Go International to be a missionary.
我们教会从96年1月开始。 支持他在阿根廷的事工，以及支持他本人。
And starting from 1996, January 1996, our churches supported him.
陈牧师的恩赐是在讲道、教导、文字辅导方面。
And his gifts is in the preaching and
教导文字。
And the training and the teaching.
还有就是个人布道跟跟进栽培的工作。
Also personal evangelism.
他们主要侍奉计划就是拓展阿根廷的宣教事工。
And their goal is to expand the mission work in Argentina.
目前除了在他以前在阿根廷的门若教会的讲台侍奉之外。
Not only he served in the church of Monroe in Argentina.
他也在其他6间的华人教会里面有讲到、有分享、有带领。
Also, he served six more churches in Argentina.
阿根廷有7间的华人教会。
There are 7 Chinese churches in Argentina.
大约有华人移民4万人左右。
There are about 40,000 immigrants.
最近大部分是从中国大陆移民过去的很多。
And most of the Chinese over there are from mainland China.
我们看看阿根廷到底在什么地方。
And let's see the location, the location of Argentina.
阿根廷可能是在地球的最南边，我们这边夏天，他们是冬天，颠倒。
And they are in the south part of the earth, and when we are in the summertime, they are just opposite from in the winter time.
阿根廷的首都布宜诺斯，阿根廷它就是在这边。
That spot is the capital of Argentina.
他跟那个罗景山牧师一起配搭侍奉。
And he works with Pastor Low.
最近又有一对牧师师母吴光勇牧师师母最近也加入他们的侍奉行列。
And recently, Pastor and Mrs. Wu they join with them to serve.
他的侍奉除了教会的教导之外，他还有在这个神学院负责神学院的课程。
Not only they serve in the church, also they teach in the seminar.
发行这个阿根廷划船双月刊。
Also they publish the bi-monthly letters.
每周二晚上在他家有查经聚会。
Every Tuesday night they have a Bible study in their house.
还有他在建立这个福音队，希望借着福音广传，把这个福音传给阿根廷的华人。
Also, they are training some mission workers to spread out the gospel.
他跟师母也做这个青年家庭的协谈辅导。
Also, they work in the youth and the family area.
他也在希望建立一个中文图书馆，他们图书不多，希望有人能够奉献。
Also, that is in their wish list, that is to establish a Chinese library. And they like people to donate the books for them.
明年十月左右陈牧师会返回美国述职。
And next year, around October, he will come back to report to, in the state.
如果我们有机会他愿意到我们这边来分享。
If the situation available, that he is willing to come here to share his work with us.
上个礼拜他自己给教会一封信以及录影带。
And last week he wrote a letter to our church and also a videotape, sent a videotape.
感谢教会弟兄姐妹给他们家庭的支持。
He gives thanks to all the brothers and sisters to support them.
这个录影带不错，有那个世界最宽广的瀑布。
And these videotapes show the one of the greatest fall in the world.
还有最近他们在阿根廷的罢工示威的情况，还有首都的吐，你不用去这个首都那边玩，你看他录影带就可以知道首都的吐。
They show you the capital city, and so you really don't need to go there. You can just watch from the videotape.
还有福音营聚会的情况。
Also, they reported the gospel camp they have over there.
还有部分家庭查经的情况。
Also the Bible studies.
你们愿意看的话，可以向我借在这个皮包里面，你马上就可以拿去看。
他还寄来 watch this tape, you can borrow it from me.
他还寄来三张那个照片，因为没有办法放映了，都是他带领查经聚会的情况。
Also, he sent me three pictures regarding the Bible studies.
还有很多的代祷事项，因为没有时间，我们不能够一一的讲。不过就是希望我们希望能够继续在祷告中纪念他的事工。
Also, he wants us to pray for him.Especially the work he has over there.
能够保守他的身心灵，因为在阿根廷现在是一个变成很落后的国家。英国跟阿根廷打仗以后，本来阿根廷是一个很发达的农业国家，但是因为政府腐败，现在非常非常落后。
And he wants us to pray for his physical and spiritual life. And Argentina, because of the government's corruption, and is kind of not very advanced.
他也希望我们为他们那边的华人教会祷告，能够同心合一，兴旺主的福音。
Also, he wants us to pray for the other Chinese churches over there.
好，简单的介绍到这边。那继续我们要介绍上次陈牧师到中美洲比利时的短宣工厂的探访。
Also, next thing I would like to show you is last time we went to the short-term mission in Belize.
We, 牧师，7月27、8、9号，我们三天去比利时。
The last July 27th to 29th.
如果看过十月份的月刊，我们大概介绍了一下。
If you read the church's newsletter for the October's issues, you probably saw some introduction there.
我们首先介绍到底比利时在什么地方。
Let's see where is the location.
比利时中文又翻成贝里斯或者是伯利兹。因为荧幕比较这个幻灯片比较小，没有办法，我们看可不可以垫高一点，让后面的。瓜地马拉。
The north of Belize is Mexico. West is Guatemala.
位在这个加勒比海的，这是加勒比海，古巴，这是南美洲。
The upper part is Cuba, and 还有什么？下面什么
？Jamaica.
Jamaica. The smallest part is Jamaica.
从我们纽奥良飞机到比利时，或者是 Houston、Miami 三个地方去，大约。两小时不到。
It takes about 2 hours flying time, either for New Orleans or Houston.
比利时人口大约有200,000人。
They have a population around 200,000.
黑人占70%。
And the black people occupy about 70%.
大部分是当年英国从非洲带了很多黑人去那边砍伐树木，然后运回英国哦。
It was in the most of them.Came from Africa.
本地的土族印第安人有差不多17%。
And local people they have about Indians about 17%.
白人差不多5.5%。
And white people about 5.5%.
我们华人大约4%。
Chinese has about 4% there.
大部分从中国大陆去台湾，还有少部分从香港去的。
Most of them from mainland China and some from Taiwan and Hong Kong.
其他的民族占差不多3.5%。
And the other kind of nationalities consist about 3.5%.
是一个民族人种很混杂的一个国家哈。
They have different races over there.
那这个主要它的首都啊，我们请看第二个 slide.
And let's look at their capital.
我们那天去是去那个。阿根廷那个比利时最大的城市叫比利时 City， 在这个东岸，在比利时河的那个出口，比利时 City。
And the last time we went to the largest city in Belize called Belize City。
原来是比利时的首都，后来因为台风大雨，他们搬到中间和雷尔马去，雷尔马。
Originally it was their capital, but because of the hurricane stuff like that, so they moved to the other place.
华人最重要就是聚集在首都比利时 City， 还有北部的这个 Orange Walk， 这上面那个 City， 所以这边是华人的主要三个据点。
And most of the Chinese they stay in the Belize City， or also another city called Orange Walk。
那比利时有世界第二大的那个海底珊瑚礁，最有名的海底珊瑚礁。
And they are well known for their coral reef。The second largest one in the world.
你们看不清楚，从这个北边一直到下面这一条都是啊。
It extended from the north to the south.
我没有当过老师，过去拉教鞭，对啊。这个珊瑚礁是从北边这个 San Pedro 一直下来到下来到这个底部这边啊，所以是世界第一大的是在澳洲，第二大的是在这个 Belize。
The largest coral reef is in the world is in the Australia, and the second one is in Belize.
Yeah. 那当天我们跟牧师去的时候，就有很多美国的学生去那边要去看、去参观、去 visit 那个海底世界，非常漂亮哈，非常有名。
And when Pastor and I went there, we saw a lot of American kids. They went there to visit the underworld city.
好，我们请看第三张。这是比较清楚的一张哈啊， 好，我们再看第四节，就是海底世界里面有220种左右的 species， 各种不同的鱼类，非常漂亮，所以很吸引很多的观光客去。
Because the beautiful scenery of the underwater, they attract a lot of tourists to go over there.
第二个有名的名胜就是玛雅遗迹。
The second a very famous site is called Maya Ancient Ruin.
这是以前那个玛雅人啊，他们的玛雅帝国，玛雅人整个几十万人、几百万人都失踪了，现在还是世界上的一个谜哈。不过留了。在这个 Belize 有11处左右这种有名的这个古迹遗迹。
The people of Maya, they had a population before around 1 million, and mysteriously they just totally disappeared.
看下面一张 ，Belize 是很啊，这边就是观光客去参观。
And they have probably around 11 different locations for the Maya ancient ruins.
很多乡村的农产品就用独木舟运到市场去，比利时还是很落后哈。
And that place is still very remote, and a lot of time they use a canoe to transport their products.
这是他们住宅。
And this is the place they live.
到处都是泥土路，这个石子柏油路，全国只有两条啊，非常可惜。对对 yeah.
And they only have two streets, a paved street, both of them are muddy kind of street.
7月28号早上，牧师在。神召会讲到主题是为什么要传福音啊
？And on the July 28th, our pastor preached at the Assembly of God, and the title was "Why do we need to spread the gospel?"
隔壁那一位是翻译的李香勋弟兄，李弟兄。
The interpreter is right next to him, Brother Lee.
翻成英文，他平常是隔壁那一位是本地的牧师讲英文，他翻中文。那一天他特别中翻英。
And that day they had an English interpreter.
翻看下面他们会众聚会的情况。
This is a congregation.
他们没有我们这么好舒适的椅子哈，都是坐塑胶椅啊。
And they don't have a comfortable chairs that we have here.
大约二十几人聚会。
There were about 20 people.
对啊，那天有六位的慕道的朋友。
And that day we had six.A seeker of the truth.
聚会以后，我们跟他们合照，牧师这些负责的人跟一些慕道友。
And we took a picture with them after the service.
中午那个另外一个华人基督教会请我们吃饭，那中间这位姐妹李奇慧李姐妹。
And after the church service, another pastor from the other church invited us for dinner.And the lady sitting in the middle.
隔壁是她先生。
And the gentleman right next to her, is her husband.
李姐妹从广州来。
And Sister Lee, she came from 广州。
在杂货店做事。
And she worked in the grocery store.
她写了下一张，她在中信的六月份月刊写了一篇《我在伯利兹遇见神》。
And he wrote an article called.I met my God in Belize.
非常非常感人的见证，非常好的见证。
This is a very touching story.
我相信很多各位都有《中信月刊》，如果没有的话，我们可以 copy 给你，可以看看他的见证。
And this article was published in CCM, so if you don't have this article, we can copy that for you.
就像刚才牧师讲的，我们的遇见神哦，曹建神，他在从他虚空的生命。如何变成那个有意义的人生
？And he changed her life from empty life to a meaningful life.
从恨他的家庭、恨他的先生，变成爱他的家庭、爱他的先生。
He changed from a person hate her family, her husband, to a person love her family and her husband.
从过去是拼命打麻将，晚上12点人家打电话来，他都开车一个半小时去打麻将的人，变成喜欢读经、喜欢天天他说天天传福音的人。
And she changed from a person pray mahjong into a person read Bible every day and spread the gospel every day.
非常关心别人，每天主日崇拜都去接小朋友去 Sunday school.
And she's a person cares about the other people and she will pick up the little kids to go to the Sunday school.
他自己说从一个每个主日 礼拜天的基督徒变成每天早上晨更一小时，每天祷告啊，还有每天就是向天天向朋友传福音。
And she changed from a person only go to the Sunday school to a person devoted 1 hour every day to study and also spread the gospel every day.
那我们看到从一个不信的生命到信主以后，生命的改变真的是一个新造的人。
And we can see a person that after she become a believer, become a new creation.
1994年8月，香港有一个短宣队到他家去向他传福音后，留下一本圣经。
August 1994, there was a short mission from Hong Kong and went to her house and to spread the gospel to her. Also left a Bible for her to read.
她三个月把圣经读完。
In 3 months, she finished the Bible.
在那个1995年1月。
In January 1995.
洛杉矶又有一队短宣队又到她家去。
Another group of short mission from Los Angeles went to her house again.
那一次她决志信主。
During that time, she decided to become a believer.
然后她在教会做见证的那一天，她的先生也信了主。
And that day when she gave the testimony in the church, her husband became a believer too. 啊，
我说她天天传福音，啊，有故事的。她最近又到比利时外的海岛上要过去那边探访。
And why say why mention a while ago that every day she spread the gospel? Recently, she went to a small island outside the Belize to spread the gospel.
他们的船没有那个顶棚，所以那雨下的非常大。
And the boat they took didn't have the roof, and unfortunately that day had a heavy rain.
啊，他们在船上祷告，结果很稀奇，这个雨只有在他们的右边跟左边下，中间就开了一条，神为他们开了一个没有雨的河道，让他们就安全的抵达对面。
And they pray to God in the boat. Miraculously, the rain only falls, fell on the right and left side of the boat, but in the middle, it just opened the way for them safely reach the island.
再次经历到神的保守，神是听祷告信实的神。
And once again, they experience God. He's God. Listen to our prayers.
好，请下一张。在这个圆桌的另外一边，这个、中间那个姐妹。苏姐妹苏丹青
，The sister second from the right is Sister Sue，
也是从国内来的。
She came from mainland China too。
啊，原来她的脾气，人家给她起一个绰号叫做母老虎。
And she before she became a believer, she had very bad temper, and she had a nickname called Tigress。
不是我讲的，是他们自己讲的哈。
I didn't say that. They told me that。
信主以后，她的个性像那个绵羊那样温柔。
And after she became a believer, she was so tender, just like a little lamb.
就是因为她生命的改变，她的先生陈志祥先生也愿意来教会慕道。
Because of the changes she had, that's why her husband became a believer too.
右边这也是教会的一位陈执事，广东来的弟兄。
And the right, first person on the right, is a deacon.
是主日下午牧师三点在那个贝里斯华人基督教会证道。
And the Sunday afternoon, our pastor gave another sermon in another church.
主题也是最聪明的投资。
The title was the wise investment.
啊，这是会中唱诗歌，对不起，照的不清楚哈。
This is the congregation.
大约有50多人。
That one, there were about 50 people attended.
这是他们的社青团去献诗。
And this is their choir.
献了两首诗，第一不为明天忧虑，第二个就是同一个地球。
And they sang two songs. First one is I'm not going to worry for tomorrow. And the second one is we are all from the same earth.
唱得非常非常好，虽然只有六位弟兄姐妹，他们练习得很殷勤，唱得非常好，感谢主。
They sing very well, although they only had 6 people.
唱得非常有喜乐，好。
And it was very joyful to hear them.
这是他们教会执事会主席彭博弟兄颁奖给一位执事林执事，他要离开比利时回到台湾去。
And this picture is a chairman of the deacon board gave a present to another deacon who is leaving to Taiwan.
牧师讲道后有呼召，有两位弟兄姐妹信主。
And after pastor's sermon, there were two people decided to become believers, and our pastor shared with them.
就是聚会完后，跟他们的聘牧委员会分享教会的我们被整完教会聘牧的经过。
And after the church service, our pastor shared with them the experience we have when we searched a pastor in our church.
比利时华人教会到目前还没有牧师，虽然成立了十几年，一直就是短宣队，以前有中信的胡宣教师去那边帮助他们三年，就是缺少牧者。
Although the church already established more than 10 years, but they still don't have a pastor over there.
目前有一位 candidate， 也不是 candidate， 有一位 牧师会过去那边 帮助他们。
And recently there's a pastor, he's willing to go there to help them.
我们教会祷告会中也为他纪念，常常在纪念他们。
Also, this is also the list in our church's prayer meeting to remember them.
那天晚上我们在那个穿绿色衣服的贺姐妹家有个聚会。
And that night we have a meeting in the sister who has a green dress. In her house have a meeting.
还有两个教会的代表，张弟兄、彭弟兄、子树的主义，我们在讨论他们比利时教会的需要。
Also, two brothers next to our church pastor, they are representatives from the other churches, and we share the need of the church.
看看我们教会在他们的需要上能够帮忙什么。
And we share with them what we can do as our church can do for them.
会后我们就到这个一个 grocery store 去跟一些广东的弟兄姐妹朋友有一个聚会。
And following that, we had a potluck fellowship in a grocery store, in a Cantonese friend's grocery store.
很多广东移民的弟兄姐妹朋友在那边主要是开杂货店。
A lot of the people from Canton, they go there to open a grocery stores.
他们固定每个礼拜天晚上差不多七点左右有 potluck， 完了以后有大家有分享。
And regularly, every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, they start with a potluck, and then after that, they have sharing.
我们华人在那边很辛苦，他们要工作七天。
All the Chinese over there, they work very hard. They had to work 7 days a week.
所以真的是身体很疲劳，精神也很苦闷，心灵更是空虚。
That physically they are all exhausted, and also mentally they are very empty.
所以借这个聚会聚餐的时间，大家可以彼此的谈心诉苦。
So through this potluck, they can share their problems with each other.
再一次，这个李姐妹在 potluck 完以后分享她的见证。
And after potluck, Sister Lee shared her testimony.
她说她本来昨天就是礼拜六。 他本来有感动要去机场接牧师的。And
she said that the night before Saturday, she was going to the airport to pick up pastor.
但是呢，他又有一个征战，就是礼拜六生意一般都比较不好。如果他下午，我们的飞机是中午到，他如果关门的话，下午就不能做生意。礼拜六一般都是做到200块的贝币，相当美金100块。
And she had a battle in her heart. She said, if she had to go to the airport to pick us up, our plane arrived about noontime. Then she had to close the door in for afternoon's business. And usually she was able to make a business about $100 American currency on Saturday only.
其实不是她一个人去，她不是主要的，主要的是接待我们的一个五姐妹。 他只是有感动，愿意去见见牧师，这样，我想。
Actually, it wasn't her turn to go to the airport to pick us up, but she was touched. She wanted to come and see us.
所以她还是祷告。
So she prayed.
结果很稀奇。
Miraculously.
那天早上神带了很多的客人去他的杂货店。
And that Saturday morning. God led a lot of customers to go to to visit her grocery store.
那天早上光是早上, 生意就做到300块币。
And just that morning alone, she had a business about $300 of Belize currency.
直到她要时间到要去机场啊, 那个客人还是来, 她跟客人讲说, 我没有时间了, 你们回去吧,
When the time comes for her to go to the airport to pick us up, and the customers continue to come in, and she told them, I don't have time to do the business now, I need to go to airport.
为什么那么暗? 因为, 我们分享, 牧师分享, 他们很多, 非常渴慕, 问了很多问题, 分享完, 以后, 刚好停电, 比利时停电, 常常停电,
It's not unusual that in Belize that they don't have the electricity. Right after we finish our sharing, the electricity stopped. And so that night we had the candlelight service.
大家依不舍, 11点左右才离开。
And we stayed there until 11 o'clock at night.
就是接待我们的主人, 吴姐妹跟那个许弟兄。
And this picture is our host.
隔壁的年轻人是那个姐妹的弟弟，刚从国内出来。
The gentleman on the left is a brother of the of the of our hostess.
Okay, 好。 隔天早上我们要离开了，教会的一位执事， 就是左边这位这个欧里秀珍姐妹，以及她的先生黄德珍弟兄带领我们去她家以及她的农场看一看。
And they were ready to leave Belize, and the sister and her husband showed us their farm.
这一对弟兄姐妹也是我们教会利满姐妹的他们的朋友哈，他们上次曾经从比利时来巴登入去拜访那个利满的父母亲。
And this couple, they are the friends of our church's sister Ima.
Okay, 下一个。 最后，这是那天中午我们要离开他执事会主席，我们在他家跟他们分享聚餐。第三个是他大儿子最近上个月来到Pensacola读圣经神学院主修圣经。And
this picture was taken in the house of the chairman of the deacon board, and their son, the third one from the left, he just went to the Pensacola to study the seminary. Recently, and he measured in Bible.
三个儿子都非常敬虔爱主，感谢主。
All three boys they all fear the Lord.
第二个，将来要以音乐侍奉来侍奉神。老二。
And the second son, he said that one day he would like to serve the Lord in music.
我们去的时候，他不在，他去比利时全岛巡回音乐演奏，传福音，带领人信主，就是老二。
And when we went there, the second song wasn't there because he went to spread the gospel through the music.
老三不在，老三就是负责带领青年团去主日，他弹电子琴，弹各样的乐器，非常有恩赐。
And the third song wasn't there either because that day he served in the youth.
我们离开贝里斯机场。This
is the airport of Belize.
简单的介绍到这边。那我们教会跟贝里斯教会有一个联络，就是希望最近不久的将来，我们能有短宣队到他们那边去。And
hopefully in the near future, our church can send a short mission to Belize.
原来计划是12月24号到29号。Originally,
our plan was from the December 24th to 29th.
可惜那段期间，牧师去问哦，飞机都满了。Unfortunately,
all the seats were booked by that time, for that period of time.
有可能去就是在感恩节的前一个礼拜，或者是我们到明年的复活节。The
only time is available to buy the airplane tickets is a week before the Thanksgiving or next year's around Easter time.
如果弟兄姐妹有负担，愿意不仅在本城本地进出传福音，也愿意到远处传福音做见证的话，我们很欢迎。If
any brothers or sisters that you have this burden, not only spread the gospel locally, and also you have a desire to go to a place far away to spread the gospel.
如果你经济上真的是有需要，特别是学生，我们教会有一个短宣基金申请办法，教会刚刚通过哈，执事会通过。
If you are willing to go, but you have some financial need, our church, we just establish a fund in our church that you can apply.
详细我们会贴在布告栏上。
And the details, you can, we are going to post the details in the bulletin board.
这些有一些申请资格也表格你要填写，如果教会通过，我看你对方的需要，申请人的需要，教会会予以适当的补助。
Our church will support you according to your need, but first of all, you need to fill out the form.
教会的差传事工从今年开始有一个转变。
And we have a big change in our church's mission work.
过去都是支持很多的福音机构。
And for the past few years, we always support those organizations.
今年我们改变重点，在支持这些宣教士以及这些差传机构。
And this year, we change our emphasis. We emphasize on the missionaries and also those short-term missions.
特别是宣教士方面，我们希望教会不仅差遣出去，我们也希望有能够差人出去哈。
And especially regarding the missionaries, hopefully we are, our church is going to be able to send the people out.
有些人就是参加短宣以后，后来就长宣长，就是全时间奉献，就像我们教会月刊上登记的那个 Angie 姐妹 Angie Lee， 她就是这样，她先去泰国短宣了两次，有感动，神给她感动，她现在全时间侍奉神。
A lot of people they start.With the short-term missions, then after that they become long-term missions. That is, devote their life, become a missionary, just like the sister Angie Lee from Thailand.
我们教会的差传事工大约介绍到此。
Let's conclude our church's mission work.
当然，我们还有一些差传会议。今年丹老师的差传会议，以及在伊利诺的那个尔巴纳。扶桑差传会，如果弟兄姐妹愿意去的话，教会也有补助办法哈，鼓励弟兄姐妹参与这种差传的教义。
We have another, we have two more mission meetings. One is in Dallas, the other one is in Illinois. If any brothers or sisters that you are willing to go, but you have a financial need, we can help you.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢陈长老。
Thank you, Elder Chen.
虽然时间很晚了，不过还是有几件事情要报告，请各位忍耐一下。
We are running late, but bear with me. I have a couple more announcements.
OK, 我们这个月是差传月，我们下个周末是我们差传年会的周末。
And this month is the month of mission, and the next week is our first annual mission week.
好，所以我现在下礼拜的那个特别聚会时间跟各位讲一讲。
And I'll announce the schedule for next week.
首先从礼拜五开始，晚上7:30，我们再有一个聚会。
Starting Friday night at 7:30, we have a meeting.
所以那天晚上查经的话就暂停一次。
Friday night we are not going to have a Bible study.
不过我们对不起，我们中间讲英语的那个弟兄姐妹，我们这次聚会没有翻译，没有英文的翻译。
And I'm sorry to say that for the English speaking, that night we are not going to have translation.
那个就是那个，不过那天晚上的 junior group 就那个 Brooke 带那个 group 还是照常。
For the junior group, they will continue their service.
好，礼拜六早上10:00有一个训练班，就是 workshop.
And Saturday night at 10:00, there's a workshop.
也是在教会。
It's going to be held at church.
那天晚上，礼拜六晚上，就10月26号晚上呢，就是我们的差传之夜。
And that night, October 26th is the night of mission.
从6:00开始有聚餐。
Starting at 6:00, we are going to have potluck.
那有幻灯片啊，见证啊，还有各样的 video 的那个，就是幻灯片跟见证，各样的故事，来不同的方式来显示这个差传的工作。
We are going to do it in different format. We have a slide projection. We have sharing, testimony sharing, also the booth.
好，这次聚会那天晚上聚会是有英文的翻译。
And Saturday night we are going to have a translation, English translation.
礼拜天的话就是有主日学跟主日崇拜的两次聚会。
And Sunday we have a Sunday school and Sunday worship.
好，这是关于下礼拜的菜坛年会的那个程序表，请大家参加。
This is a schedule for next week, and I encourage all of you to come.
OK， 还下面这件事就是我们教会为了这个聘请英语全时间同工，特别是我们现在有的这位候选人就是卢嘉荣姐妹、凯文洛姐妹，为了这件事呢，我们正在开始进行两次的意见交通会。
And our church is in the process to find someone as an assistant to pastor in English ministry, and we have a candidate right now that is Sister Karen Law, and we have two hearings for this particular matter.
礼拜五已经有一次了，那我们今天下午，我们希望大家吃饭的能吃快点，我们在。12:50好了，我们12:50开始有第二次的这个意见交通会。
The first meeting was held on Friday night, and the second one we have is this afternoon 12:50. Hopefully, you can hurry up, eat your lunch, and participate in this meeting.
有些私下交通的时候，有些弟兄姐妹说，我们完全支持执事会的决定。
And some of the people.Express their opinion privately. Say this is a decision of the deacon board.
不过，其实我们这件事是很重要的事情啊，因为是关系我们教会以后的成长，所以我们不是执事会不能所有做所有的决定。我们希望弟兄姐妹能参与，能一同在这件事上能分享一下我们应该怎么做。
But this is a very important decision for our church's growth. So this is not only just the job of the deacon board. It concerns every one of us.
所以，请会友们尽量能参加。
So I encourage all the members do your best to participate in this.
地点在楼上后面的201室。
And the course is going to be held at the room 201 upstairs.
我们礼拜五是主要是用英语来交通，可能有些弟兄姐妹因为用英语的关系，所以不便于讲话，所以我们今天下午呢，主要是用中文来交通。
And Friday night we did it in English.But this afternoon we'll do in Chinese.
Okay, 12:50, 距离现在大概还有20分钟。
It's about 25 minutes away from the meeting.
礼拜六打扫的同工是第三组同工。
And the group number three, is a turn to clean the church.
题目是欢迎新会友，新来宾。
好，今天我们有一位新来的，我们介绍一下，那个叫陈仁杰先生，我们请你站起来，让我们认识一下。你是从哪里来？你可不可以帮我们介绍一下？
对，我是大概十来天之前从玻璃厂过来的，刚好昨天就出来坐一坐，昨天我不舒服，然后就住在这附近，我刚一看，看就有教会的，所以我就来了。
对，好，我们欢迎你。
对，大概2-3个月之前我已经路过，去德州的时候也路过一次，德州那里待了差不多准备好了，然后又来到我
们。你准备在这里常住？OK， 好，好，欢迎你，好。
I am from Florida about 10 days ago. And yesterday I was driving around, and I live not too far from the church, and I found out there's a church here. That's why I'm here now.
好，那么下这个今天已经敬礼拜已经开始了，所以你 missed 你如果还要受敬的，那么你希望你下个礼拜能够加入这个敬礼班，是礼拜天早上9:30开始。
This morning we already started our baptismal class. If you miss this morning, but you still want to be